Listen to this news. Uzbekistan and U.S. establish investment platform to strengthen ties. Uzbekistan President Shavkat Mirziyoyev and senior U.S. officials announced the establishment of a joint Uzbekistan-U.S. investment platform during meetings held in Washington. President Mirziyoyev was on an official visit to the U.S. at the invitation of President Donald Trump to participate in the inaugural summit of the Board of Peace, the U.S. administration's diplomatic initiative centered on Gaza. Uzbekistan signed the founding declaration of the board at the World Economic Forum in Davos earlier this year. Economic ties between Uzbekistan and the United States have grown in recent years, with bilateral trade surpassing $1 billion, 850 million euros, last year and nearly 340 U.S. companies operating in the country. A three-year economic cooperation program valued at $35 billion, 29.7 billion euros, is currently underway, focusing on sectors including energy, critical minerals, transportation, agriculture, and technology. The agreement establishing the Uzbekistan-U.S. investment platform was officially finalized following meetings with leaders of the Export-Import Bank of the United States and the U.S. International Development Finance Corporation. The platform is designed to provide structured support for key projects and enhance coordination among Uzbek authorities, U.S. development finance institutions, and private investors. Under the framework, the Export-Import Bank is anticipated to increase funding for significant industrial and infrastructure initiatives, including backing exports of high-tech equipment. Discussions with the U.S. International Development Finance Corporation emphasized strengthening investment cooperation frameworks and outlined the corporation's plans to engage in major national and regional initiatives, with particular focus on energy and financial market development. The platform will function in parallel with the Joint Business and Investment Council, establishing a structured mechanism for advancing projects rather than relying on case-by-case approvals. Exim Bank indicated it may broaden its support for industrial and infrastructure initiatives, including the export of high-technology equipment. Most read, U.S. tariffs make South African wine costlier in U.S. market.